sense of humor.
Try again, I get funnier.
Look, I don't know what the hell your point is, but I don't...
The point is of no return, and you've reached it.
Hey!
These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point in the show. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Just heard the Yardbirds and Over Under Sideways Down, a 7-inch release, an epic in this country in 1966. Chris Drazia, original rhythm guitarist and bass player, took over at bass when Paul Samuel Smith left, celebrated his birthday yesterday, number 75. Anyway, before that, you heard the Tammies and the Egyptian Shumba, originally released on United Artists in 1963, written by Lou Christie. I got out of the One Kiss Can Lead to Another. The girl group song Lost and Found, Disc 2, came out on Rhino in 2005. Before that, Telly Savalas, channeling Bread and If from the Telly LP, came out on MCA in 1974. Before that, Jerry Murad's Harmonicats, channeling Melina McCrory and Never on Sunday, off the LP Love Theme from El Cid and other motion picture songs and themes. Came out on CBS in the UK in 1962. And I got it for like a buck or something, maybe 50 cents at Todd Farm, three years ago. And we kicked it off with Blue Ace Occult from the Secret Treaties LP. Came out on Columbia in 1974. And Dominance and Submission. Coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows, although you've heard a couple that you probably already know anyway. This week's song that everybody knows and so much more. These are the Desperate Hours of WMFO in Medford.
Gotta make the morning last, just keep it down.
deeds to do, no promises to keep. I'm dabbled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you.
Christ's sake.
Sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
I thought I was a snake, I started crawling on the ground. Thought I was a dog, I started barking like a hound. Flip-minded goon, he done a voodoo-doo-doo-me. He done a voodoo-doo-doo-me. Hey, just about as mixed up as a gal can be. He done a voo-voo-voo-voo-voodoo-me. If he couldn't have me all for himself, I wouldn't be any good for nobody else. I kinda think he meant every word he said. Sprinkle igly oogly all under my bed. He done a voodoo-doo-doo-me. We'll be right back. zebra stripes and a hyena's laugh. He got a voodoo doo doo doo.
Possibilities. They're unable to respond. They're unwilling to respond.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far over land and sea. A little shy, and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way, and while we spoke of many things, fallen kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. Thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
Hey, this is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
The groove and bend it, baby. There is nothing to it. Even tiny kids in school can do it. Just relax, there's stacks of time. So bend it, bend it. Don't pretend it. Bend it, bend it. There's no need to hurry. Let your mind be free from work and worry. When we dance the bend like this together,
Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. This heard Barbara Eden channeling Dave D, Dozy Mick, and Tish, and Bend It from the Miss Barbara Eden LP. Came out on Dot in 1967, but I ain't gonna lie. I got off the reissue that came out on Universal Music earlier this year. Before that, you heard Gene Pitney and Mecca from the very best of Gene Pitney. Came out on Crimson Productions in 1997, originally released on MusiCorps in 1962. Well, that Leonard Nimoy from The Touch of Leonard Nimoy came out on Dot in 1969. And Nature Boy, what would be a birthday tribute to Joe Lacy without playing some Lenny from the West End? And some good news, there will be a statue erected in Boston for the in tribute to Leonard Nimoy, who talked up Boston like nobody. God bless him. Laverne Baker before that, who would have been 91 yesterday, and Voodoo Voodoo, a single released on Atlantic in 1961. I get off the Loud, Fast, and Out of Control box set, came out of Rhino in 1999. Before that, this week's song that everybody knows among a bunch of others, The Animals and It's My Life, 7-inch release on MGM in 1965. And we kicked it off with the Gold Diggers, Dean Martin's Gold Diggers, and they're channeling Simon and Garfunkel with the 59th Street Bridge song, Feeling Groovy. Came out on the self-titled LP, came out on Metro Media in 1969. Anyway, we've got one more talk break to go before you put this thing out of its misery. These are the Desperate Hours at WMFO in Medford.
Today I told her no, I meant forever. I'd see her never, never again. I watched her cry. She fought her tears and asked me why. Without you near, I think I'd die. I heard her say, what can I do to make you stay? I told my girl to go away. The words I spoke were hard to say. The pain inside she could not see. How could I tell her as much as I loved her we'd never be? I overheard her mom and dad heard them say that they'd be glad when she'd start dating her own kind. She's still growing up, don't worry dear, she'll find out herself. Let's not told my girl to go away. I don't love you, I had to say. And then I die, that day I lie. Now all of my life I'll have to pay for those two words I had to say. Go away. I told my girl to go away. I told my girl to go anyway.
I could feel your heartbeat, and you didn't even say a word. I could feel your heartbeat, and you didn't even say a word.
Oh, I know, pretty woman, that you love to be heard.
My heartbeat too, I can tell you're feeling me. You can feel my heartbeat too, I can see you feeling me.
Oh, I know, pretty woman, that your love can be heard.
Heartbeat,
love, love.
Can't you feel my heartbeat,
love, love?
the traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. Other groundbreaking ideas from that time, the whalebone corset, the pedal-operated submarine, and the two-story outhouse. We've come a long way since then. It's time our light bulbs did the same. Visit EnergySavers.gov and learn about energy-saving light bulbs. See, these new bulbs are more efficient than the old ones, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. They last longer, too, like how we humans last longer now that doctors use antibiotics instead of leeches. And they cut down on our energy costs, because in our own groundbreaking age of aeroplanes and moving pictures, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
That away, what a wonderful feeling to feel that away. Tell me, where have you been all my life?
Oh, hot ziggity dog, ziggity boom, what you do to me? It's so new to me. What you do to me? Hot ziggity dog, ziggity boom, what you do to me when you're holding me tight?
Never knew that my heart could go zing that away, ting-a-ling that away. Make me sing that away, said goodbye to my troubles, they went that away. Ever since you came into my life.
Oh, hot ziggity dog, ziggity boom, what you do to me? It's so new to me. What you do to me? Hot ziggity dog, ziggity boom, what you do to me when you're holding me tight?
There's for two that away. Skies are blue that away. Dreams come true that away. If you say I can share it with you that away, I'll be happy the rest of my life.
Oh, hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me? It's so new to me. What you do to me? Hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me? When you're holding me tight. Oh, hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me? How my future will shine. Hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me? From the moment you're mine.
Hot dog.
Hi, I'm Chuck Yu. I do radio both here at WMFO and down the road at WMBR. But on Thursday nights, I prefer to listen to my radio. More specifically, The Desperate Hours with Alex. Stay tuned to keep on rocking with The Desperate Hours.
The Desperate Hours. The Desperate Hours. The Desperate Hours.
Right here on WMFO, Medford.
Little Joe the Wrangler will wrangle nevermore. His days with the roundup, they are o'er. Was a year ago last April when he rode into our camp. Just a little Texas stray and nothing more. Was late in the evening when he rode into our camp. On the little Texas pony he called Chaw. With his broken shoes and overalls, a tougher looking kid you never in your life before had saw. His saddle was a Texas cat built many years ago, an okay spur on one foot lightly swung. With his back rolled in a cotton sack so loosely tied behind, and a canteen from his saddle horn was slung. He said he had to leave his home, his forehead maybe twice. His new ma whipped him every day or two. So he saddled up for Jaw one night and lit a chuck his way. He said he tried to paddle his own canoe. He said if we would give him work, he'd do the best he could, though he didn't know straight up about a cow. So the boss, he cut him out a mount and kindly put him on. He's sort of like this little kid somehow. He learned to wrangle horses and learned to know them all and get them in a daybreak if he could, and to trail the old chuck wagon and always hitch the team and help cook each evening rustle wood. We had hardly reached the Pecos, the weather it was fine. We were camped down on the south side in a draw. When a norther come is blowing and we doubled up our guards, it took every one of us to hold them in. Little Joe the Wrangler was called out with the rest. Scarcely had the little fellow reached the herd when the cattle they stampeded like a hailstorm on they fled, and everyone was riding for the lead. Amidst the streaks of lightning, there was one horse up ahead. He was trying to tear the leaders in their speed. It was little Joe the Wrangler with a slicker o'er his head. He was riding old Blue Rocket in the lead. At last we got them milling and kind of quieted down, and the extra guards back to the wagon went. But there was one a-missing, we could see it at a glance, was our little Texas stray, poor Wrangler Joe. Next morning, just at daybreak, we found where Rocket fell, down in a washout 20 feet below. Beneath his horse, his life was gone, his spur
had rung its knell was our little Texas stray poor Wrangler Joe.
Oh yeah, we're past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I just played in this next to last set of the evening. Just heard Marty Robbins and Little Joe the Wrangler from the More Gunfighter Ballads and Trail Songs LP. Came out of Columbia in 1960. Before that, you heard Perry Como and Hot Diggity Dog Ziggity Boom. 7-inch release on RCA Victor in 1956. Well, that Rock Pile with Heart and off the Seconds of Pleasure LP came out of Columbia in 1980. Well, that the Partridge Family and I Can Hear Your Heartbeat off the self-titled album, actually, yeah, Partridge Family album came out on Bell in 1970. And Sonny from Interviews and I Told My Girl to Go Away came out on Atco in 1967. Anyway, we got about 20 minutes to go. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Arthur here, and I have a radio show on WMFO. Incidentally, from finding Alex on the radio dial when I relocated here. And I'll tell you what, you're listening to the best show on the college radio dial in Boston and or the .com. The Desperate Hour and a Quarter. If only Alex would elect to play less drop-ins like these, and by golly, we'd get more music to enjoy. Thanks, Alex.
Hi, Tiger.
kiss you. Mwah, wah, 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 wah. Show me, tiger, how to kiss you. Mwah, wah, 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 wah. Take my lips, they belong to you. But teach me first, teach me what to do. Me tiger, when I'm close to you. Wah, 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 wah. Help me tiger, I don't know what to do. Wah, 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 wah. I know that you could love me too. But show me first, show me what to do. That I have ever known. What must I do to make you my very own? Teach me, tiger, how to tease you. Wah, 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 wah. Tiger, tiger, I wanna squeeze you. Wah, 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 wah.
Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
Hey, lump of sugar, you look kind of sweet. Cuter than a baby walking down the street. When I look into your eyes, I wanna leave. I can't conceal that you make me feel like a tiger. Ooh, like a tiger. Ooh, just to see you smile really drives me. I wanna growl. Wow. I'm feeling stronger than a grizzly bear. Soaring like an eagle flying through the air. When I get you in my arms, you better beware. I go insane cause I can't be tame like a tiger. I'm on the ground like a tiger. Ooh, like a tiger. Ooh, just to see you smile really dry. I wanna growl. Wow.
Thank you.
big and burly men who roll the trucks along. Better listen, you'll be thankful when you hear my song. You have really got it made if you're hauling goods any place on earth but those Haynesville woods. It's a stretch of road up north in Maine that's never, ever, ever seen a smile. If they buried all the truckers lost in them woods, there'd be a tombstone every mile. Count 'em off. There'd be a tombstone every mile. When you're loaded with potatoes and you're headed down, you gotta drive the woods to get to Boston town. When it's winter up in Maine, better check it over twice. That Haynesville road is just a ribbon of ice. It's a stretch of road up north in Maine that's never, ever, ever seen a smile. If they buried all the truckers lost in them woods, there'd be a tombstone every mile. Count 'em off. There'd be a tombstone every mile. When you're talking to a trucker that's been hauling goods down that stretch of road in Maine they call the Haynesville Woods, he'll tell you that dying and going down below won't be half as bad as driving on that road of ice and snow. It's a stretch of road up north in Maine that's never, ever, ever seen a smile. If they buried all the truckers lost in them woods, there'd be a tombstone every mile. Count 'em off. There'd be a tombstone every mile.
This is Doc Williams. Thousands have learned to play the guitar by ear from my simplified by-ear guitar instruction course without knowing a note of music. So can you. I know you can learn if you'll only try. Play the guitar a little every day. Every time you see your guitar, pick it up and play a few chords, if only for a minute. In this way, you will develop calluses on your fingers, and also you'll get your fingers used to the proper positions for each chord. Also, as your fingers callus and strengthen, you'll hold your chords down tighter, making them sound clean and clear. Another important thing, is your guitar neck or fingerboard straight, or is it warped? Thus, making your guitar hard to finger. Now, to check your guitar fingerboard, look down the fingerboard like a rifle barrel from the tuning end. It should be straight. If it is not, you may need to buy a new guitar.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you. Everything. So why on earth should I?
You see what you done? You stopped the show.
Song, you know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never was from the 50s through the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and for 2 hours between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m. Eastern Time, I serve a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs. Let me tell you what I played to close out the show. Just heard the Beatles and Hard Day's Night from the soundtrack. Came out in United Artists in 1964. Before that, Dick Curlis and A Tombstone Every Mile, a single, came out on Capitol in 1965. He also, I believe, did a jingle for Boston Gas regarding the Montreal Express. I can't find it anywhere on online streaming services. Before that, Fabian did Tiger 7-inch on Challenge in 1959. Before that, April Stevens with Teach Me Tiger, a 7-inch on Imperial in 1959, and we kicked it off the last set of the evening with Ernie K. Doe and Mother-in-Law, a 7-inch released on Minute in 1961. Hey, if you want to relive the horror, all you got to do is go over to the WMFO website at www.wmfo.org, go over to Schedule, go over to Thursday, scroll down to Desperate Hours, Alex, and by the good grace of DMCA, the playlist and archive are there for 2 weeks. Also, if you're on Facebook, and admit it, you are, all you got to do is go over to Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it, and then go join the group. Hey, you know, it's a lot of fun. Anyway, hey, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Happy birthday, another year, and hopefully many, many returns for Joe Lacey, my associate producer. Thanks again to Darlene Lacey for helping out with the song selection. My name is Alex. As always, a pleasure is mine. I'm going to leave you off with something we both like, the Everly Brothers. Take care.
Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye. by my